Welcome back. Today I'm going to be doing a new little bit called Yes, No, Maybe. I'm going to be going over some Kickstarters that I would yes, no, or maybe back. I'm Edwin Stanton, and this is House Rules and Homebrews. So I'm not saying that any of these Kickstarters are bad. When I say no or maybe I wouldn't back this, that's not me at all saying, hey, this is a bad game, don't back it. What I'm saying is I'm just looking at three Kickstarters that were decent, that kind of piqued my interest, but like all of us, we don't all have tons of money to be spending on Kickstarters every month. You know, we have to meticulously pick and choose what we're going to back. And a lot of us are backing it for our own personal reasons. And I will tell you what those reasons are if they are, you know, if I do have a reason that I would back this over something else. So the three different games that I'm going over today are Evil Dead 2, the board game, Muffin Time, and Fiasco. First, let's go over Fiasco. So this is actually going to be like a revamped model of the game. The game came out a while ago, and I've never played it. I watched it on Will Wheaton's Tabletop, and if you haven't, you know, if you don't know anything about this game, I definitely recommend you going over to YouTube, or it's even on like Pluto TV now. They have a Geek and Sundry thing on Pluto TV where every once in a while you see an episode of Tabletop. But anyway, if you go to YouTube and you search Fiasco, you can go over and Will's really good at, you know, bringing in good people for these types of games. But it's a storytelling game. It's not really a role-playing game, but it is. It's more of like an acting and improv game, but you are, you know, telling a story throughout. It's like a DM-less RPG storytelling game, I guess. So you'll be making characters, and they will be on. So the original game was on dice rolls. You would be, you know, choosing, you would be rolling dice, and then depending on the numbers that you have, you'll be like giving your characters these traits, but they're not like attack traits and things like that. It's more like a relationship. Like you have a relationship with the person next to you, or, you know, what you and the other person on the other side of you, you are looking for something, you're looking for an object, and you do this for, you know, your player creation. You'll be going over all of these little things that kind of connect you as a group. And instead of like going through this huge, you know, dungeon or anything like that, you're really acting out a story, which is really, really, really cool. It's an improv game. So, And I'll show you, because again, I haven't played this game. I'll kind of tell you what they did in the episode of Tabletop. What they did, like it's like a 70s era disco-y mystery type thing where everybody had to act out a certain role, and some people were trying to like plant. Or trying to, you know, set this 70s bar on fire. Like you can imagine, like if you were like watching Scarface, it's kind of what it felt like a 70s, 80s, you know, this just drug fueled rage by everybody, and like certain people had goals that they were trying to achieve, and they would have to manipulate other people to kind of achieve that. So like one person's goal was like to get away, you know, like to get to move away, you know, So they're trying to manipulate other people, but they're doing this while, like, acting. So it's crazy. It's really, especially when you watch their episode. I know when I, you know, if I play this, it's not going to be that good. Like, they have professional writers and actors and actresses doing this, you know, this little skit. So I just feel like ours will never be that good. Like, if I sat around the table, it would never, ever, ever be as good as what they did. I'm not saying it wouldn't be fun, but it wouldn't be that good, you know? But they're like, you know, somebody's trying to get money and they have to manipulate people. So they're, and they're acting. Like, it's like a full-on skit that they're going through. And it goes through certain, like, different acts. So they have act one, and then act two, and then they have, like, this little a thing that just changes. You know, they're bringing in other elements to kind of throw a loop into this story and make it even harder for the characters to succeed. And it was a pretty good, like, if you turn on YouTube and, you know, just have it playing through Bluetooth in your car or whatever, however you listen to, say, podcasts or whatever, and you listen to this story, it's actually, you know, it's pretty good. And they did a good job at kind of showing everything that you can do in this game and what this game really is and how it's really supposed to be played. It is very, you know, it seems like the game is kind of geared toward just making you lose. There's not really, it seems so people are going to be putting dice in front of you. And this, like I said, this Kickstarter is, like, revamped. So they got rid of all of the dice in the game, and now everything's card driven. And it's supposed to be streamlined. Now, I do know, watching that episode, it took about 45 minutes for them to create a character. And it's supposed to take less time now because of whatever, you know, like, they removed all the dice from this game and they're throwing cards in there. So it does seem like, one, I like that. I think you had to buy all the dice and you needed, like, a lot of dice. But now that it's, like, a concealed, or it's all contained in one, you know, box, you have cards for different things. It seems like it's a much better deal. But it seems like it seems like it would be a fun game, but I just don't know if I would be able to, you know, act as well as them. But then again, you watch some of these people, like, record their Roll 20 things for D&D, and they're way better than I am at that as well. But that one definitely was one that piqued my interest. As you know, I'm trying to get more into, like, role-playing games and storytelling games with my family. And that one seems like it's a pretty, it's different. You're not swinging swords and casting spells, but you're just acting and having fun. The next game that I will go over is Muffin Time. Now, Muffin Time it's a little different. It's not a game. It seems like a game that you would pick up for a party type situation. So the whole object of this game is you're trying to, at any time, have 10 cards in your hand, which does, I mean, that sounds really easy, I guess, but you're using, at the same time as you're trying to get cards in your hand, you're using those cards to kind of play the abilities, like traps and different abilities, to kind of screw over the rest of the party. So the game itself is a huge, like, take that game. So It doesn't seem like, I mean, there's definitely probably strategy in it, but it's more of like a take that fun. If you are into a Cards Against Humanity, Cards Against Humanity, or Exploding Kittens type game, like that's what I feel like this type of game is. And full disclosure, because I am super late with this episode, it only has like, I'll have this up to probably tonight, and it only will have like a day left on Kickstarter. So if you want to back this game, you should go check it out now and back it. And they might have late pledges or something like that where you can still get your hands on it. But it seems like a silly, fun type filler game, or just, you know, going and having some beers, and maybe not even beers, maybe just hard liquor. This might be a hard liquor game where you were just looking at, and the artwork is actually pretty nice. Like I really like the artwork in this game because it's cartoony. It gives you that feel of fun, I guess, if that makes any sense, where you're going to be like laying these traps and people are going to be picking up cards and you're going to be throwing them at people, where it's like, no, you can't, you're not going to do that, I'm stealing stuff from you. And it's a huge, it seems like a huge take that type game. And that's not bad. That's a game that I would play, you know, just, like I said, having beers and having drinks and just having a really fun time, playing a game and having a party. The next game and the final game that I'm going to go over is Evil Dead 2, the board game. Now, this one is, it's Evil Dead 2. So if you don't know what Evil Dead is, it is a cult classic. You may have heard lines like shop smart, shop S-smart, or a boomstick. If you ever heard, it's like, this is my boomstick. There's some really awesome lines in this movie that it's a cult classic. So if you haven't watched it, there's either you're going to like it or you're not. So it's a lot like a Napoleon Dynamite type movie where people are like, that is the dumbest movie I've ever seen. And then other people are like, this was the funniest thing I've ever watched. So it's not a movie that everybody's going to like, but either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. But the game is bringing in, so it's Evil Dead 2, the board game, and it's bringing in all of these little things. So the main characters that are in it, and like the little hand, if you ever watch it, like that's something you're going to be fighting. So the whole story of the game and the movie is that like these deadites have the Necronomicon and they're just bringing the gates of hell, and they're trying to fight all these deadites and kill them and find the pages, the lost pages of this Necronomicon. But, you know, it's super hard because you just have dead things constantly coming at you. And that's exactly what you're doing in this game. So you're trying to find these pages to the Necronomicon, and you are just blasting away at enemies. But what's really neat about this, and what intrigues me the most about this game, is almost, so you can be converted into a deadite. So you have a group of people going out that are all working together, and then something happens where somebody in your party turns and now they're fighting against you. So I like it. One, in Betrayal at House on the Hill, that is probably like my favorite thing about that game. And I feel like the whole game is like based around that. And I really do like when games change like that, because there's different, it makes it harder to have like a set plan. And it's not like, you know, a strategy game where it's like, I'm gonna move here and then you move here and then we'll do this, then we'll do that. Because all of a sudden, that one guy that's moving over here is now against you. And I always like those turns in the game, and it keeps the game fresh. And it's that one's on Kickstarter as well for maybe another 2 weeks. And it's if you like the cult classic, I definitely at least go look at it. But that's the three games that I really wanted to talk about that are on Kickstarter. But let's go over the yes, no, and maybe portion of that. As you can tell, if you couldn't tell, I am actually pretty excited about all three of these games. I think that if you are into any one of these type genres of games, that I think if you were to pick up any one of them, you would like them. But as I said before, we only have so much money. So I'm going to do the yes first. So my yes, and this was really hard. Like, it was a very hard decision. But I think because what I'm trying to do with my family and the things that I'm trying to do, and I'll get to that. It'll kind of, what I'm saying now is going to make sense, I promise. So what I'm trying to do is get my family into different types of games. And the one that really does that for me, and this was hard, was Fiasco. I think I really want them to get into storytelling games and role-playing games. And I did that a little bit with Once Upon a Time, the, you know, card game where you're telling a story and using your cards to tell a story. But I think that this is like another step in the right direction. I think it keeps out a lot of the, because the whole group is kind of on the same page where you give them something, you know, Dungeon and Dragony, and they really don't like it. So a couple days ago, I played Zombicide Black Plague, and they loved it. And the one thing they didn't like about it is that Black Plague is like, it takes place in, not saying zombies are real, and they don't take place in fantasy, you know, environments and worlds. But the one thing that they really didn't like is that you're casting spells and swinging swords around, and they just want like a shoot 'em up type game where, you know, you're Arnold Schwarzenegger and you're just blasting away at things with like AK-47s and stuff. They don't really like those, you know, fantasy type games. So this Fiasco seems like a game where we could make a funny story, we can compete, and we could really get into it. Like, you just, like that, and really, I have to, again, I'm going to bring them up, I have to give Will Wheaton and Tabletop a, you know, a shout out, because they did a very good job at, you know, making this game look like it could be very good, and the story that they came up with was pretty good. So Fiasco is definitely my yes. My maybe is going to be Evil Dead 2. And out of all three of these, this one is the one that's doing the worst on Kickstarter. And as of yesterday, I was checking them. It is still not funded. The other two are. They are. If you go right now and back them, they are funded. You're going to get a game. This Evil Dead 2, however, is not. And that could be because this is actually like a second campaign. So Evil Dead 2 was, Evil Dead 2, the board game, was funded before. But it was never, you know, fulfilled. Like, people funded this game and or people gave money to this game. It was funded and they never received their game. So what they're actually doing in this one is, if you were one of those backers in the original one, and it's not even the same company, which is pretty cool. If you were one of those original backers, then you're going to receive a game, you know, of the new one. And it's not exactly the same, I guess, but I mean, it seems pretty cool. And the big, the reason why this is a maybe, and not a no, because obviously not a lot of people are maybe either A, they have a bad taste in their mouth because, you know, it wasn't fulfilled. But I just, maybe people aren't into the Evil Dead 2 type thing, but that is something that I really, really enjoy. Like, that movie is so funny. I mean, I grew up watching that, and it's probably, like, there was what, three, four things that I grew up, like, horror movies. This is more like, I don't know if it was supposed to be a comedy when it came out, but it definitely was. Like, there was this one, the Evil Dead series. There was, like, Candyman that I grew up on, Freddy Krueger, and it's one of those original movies that I grew up on, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I want to bring that experience to the table. I if that's stupid for me to say maybe to this game because of that, then I guess I'm stupid. but let's go to the no. And again, I want to say there's nothing I'm saying bad about this game. But Muffin Time, it seems fun. It just doesn't seem like a game that I mean, I could play Cards Against Humanity right now. It doesn't strike me as something that is really different. And other than Fiasco, none of these look really different. If I wanted to play, like, a game where you're moving around a house and you're trying to do something and then somebody turns on you, I could just play Betrayal. You know, it's not the same thing, but it kind of is. You know, there's somebody turning on you, and it actually probably is even more in-depth Betrayal at House on the Hill than Evil Dead. But, again, the Evil Dead thing is, it's easy to please me. But Muffin Time, and it looks fun, and they actually said something about, like, this could replace Cards Against Humanity. And, I mean, take that with a grain of salt. It is, you know, the people that created the game saying this, but it seems good. Like, it could be a good game. It's just not something that I'm willing to back over the other two games. If you're looking for a party game, a fun, silly game, then you should go look at it. It might be something that you really want to play. And that was really my mindset on these. And I will say, at first, my first list was yes to Evil Dead, maybe to Fiasco, and then no to Muffin Time. But as I started thinking about it, and I probably thought about this more than I should have. Fiasco just brings a whole different, I don't know, just, it kind of brings my family and the gaming group that I have with my family into a different territory. Like I said, we played Zombicide a few days ago, so they know about that whole moving around and shooting and doing that kind of thing. But the Fiasco one just seems like I could get them into something a little bit different. And I hope it works, because this is one that I will back. But I do, before we kind of call it quits, I do want to go over some homebrew stories. So I did finally bottle 2.5 gallons of my wheat beer, and I took a taste of it, and I'm not really sure if I really like it or not. It's always kind of, you can get a taste for it, but without carbonation, and it's flat beer. That's what you're telling, warm, flat beer. I mean, nobody really wants that, but you can get a taste for it. So I bottled it last night, and it actually came out to pretty close. The specific gravity is 1.002, so if you think about it, water is 1.000, you know, it's one. That means the consistency in your mouth, the mouthfeel of this is pretty much like water. Like, that's the gravity of it. But it's very, I don't know. It came out better. So it was at like 3.92% alcohol, which is almost half of a percent higher than I thought I was going to do. And I'm excited. I threw the priming sugar in and I bottled 25 bottles. And I am looking forward to, you know, tasting it. I do think I'm going to need to serve it with an orange or something to kind of give it a little bit more flavor. But it does seem very, it seems better than I thought it was going to be. But I did want to, I mean, a majority of this episode was going to be this yes, no, maybe. But, you know, this is, you know, house rules and homebrew. So I had to throw in just a little something about homebrews. And if you're, this is one thing I've been thinking. If you are close to where I live, and if you go on social media, you can kind of, you know, hit me up. And you want to ever try one of my homebrews, this Citra IPA that I was drinking yesterday was, it's just the best beer that I've ever, you know, brewed. If you want to try one, just hit me up and maybe we'll meet up sometime and, you know, go to a park, even though I don't think you can drink in a park, but we'll figure something out. If you want to try one of these beers and just let me know, hit me up on social media. But you know what? Until next week, this was House Rules and Homebrews. Have a good week.